Hey there, welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. So glad that you're able to stop by. Make yourself at home. I have a seat saved for you. Today we're going to take a look at, we're going to look at the daily mass readings, the readings from Monday of the 20th week in ordinary time. And I'll tell you a little bit about why I thought I should focus on these readings. I think the Holy Spirit is nudging me in this direction. And if you're having troubles keeping your happiness alive in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, you came to the right place, because I really think that's where I want to go with this today. And some of the readings gave me some ideas for this. It's something that we struggle with as a family here in the Zimak household, and I have a feeling you may be in the same place. This is a daily battle. It doesn't mean it's one that can't be won, but it's one that many of us are struggling with each day, and that's not such a bad thing. You know, it's a reminder that we're human. It's a reminder that we live in a material world, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a true statement. We live in a world, we are material beings. We also have a spiritual side to us, but we are material, and we live in a world where there exists material things, and it's very easy to become overwhelmed by either the events that are happening or the lack of things that might be happening. So we'll chat about this on the show today, and I really feel this is what I'm supposed to be talking about today. I hope you had a great weekend. Just to give you an update, my poison ivy is, I can't believe I'm still talking about this. I mean, I'm so grateful that the cellulitis, that's what I'm trying to say, seems to be better in my arm. My arm's peeling. It seems the swelling seems to be down a little bit, but the poison ivy is still, I'm still trying to figure out what the heck's going on with this, but I am so much better, and I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful that you're able to join me. I'm grateful that we are able to talk about Jesus today and how he can help us, and I'm grateful that that I'm not in the hospital. You know, it's so funny when you have, when these ideas were floated by me when I went to urgent care, when I first, the arm was first swelling up. They pretty much said, well, if it doesn't get better, you better go to the emergency room. Then they'll give you IV antibiotics. You might have to go to the hospital and all. So I'm just grateful that things have appeared to have gotten better. You know, this is, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's what we're going to talk about today. It all has to do with gratitude. So we're going to look at the readings. We're going to talk about gratitude. We're going to talk about learning to be happy even when we are deprived of doing many things that we would ordinarily like to do, and how the Lord is really the answer. So anyway, I hope you're doing well. Let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven right now. Let's chat with him a little bit. Let's ask him to help us, and then we'll get started with the show. Let's do it. You ready? Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us to this moment in time. Here we are, August the 17th, 2020. This is a day that's never happened before in history. Father, we are a part of it. You have provided for all of our needs up until this point in time. We're very grateful for your provision, Father. We're grateful that you are taking care of us. We thank you, Father, for creating us out of nothing so that we can be in a relationship with you and that we can enjoy many pleasures in this world. And we know that we will also be able to enjoy many pleasures for all eternity with you in the next world. So, Father, we ask you to bless us, to strengthen us, to give us the grace that we need to help be able to keep our focus on you, on the good things that you do for us, on the spiritual treasures of life, instead of just always focusing on what we can see with our eyes and perceive with our senses. Father, we ask that you help anyone who is struggling with the coronavirus, those who are suffering physically or spiritually or emotionally or financially. Please help them. We ask you, Father, that you put an end to this pandemic. And in the meantime, please help us to understand what you are trying to teach us. Give us an insight. as to what we are supposed to learn from this. Father, we ask that you use me as your instrument today. Give me the words that I'm supposed to use on this show. And open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we can be receptive to what you have to say. Father, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. We do this every Monday through Friday. And I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast from your podcast app on your smartphone, and you can listen to the program every day, 30 minutes each day, free of charge. Don't forget, I do the Gary Zimak Show once each week. That comes out on Friday. You can get that from your podcast app as well. That's a look at the Sunday Mass reading. So you can listen to both of those shows, and I would strongly encourage you to do so. I also send out a daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. So if you want to sign up for that, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website. You can do that free of charge simply by supplying your email address. You know what this is about? This is just about us trying to walk together through life. I'm trying to share some thoughts with you. And I hope you realize, if you did read my daily email devotional today, you realize that, look, I struggle too. I don't have all the answers. I have good days. I have bad days. The thing we need to remember, and I really believe this, is that we need to show up every day and to make sure we connect with God in prayer every day for some period of time. And if we do that and ask Him for the help that we need, we're going to make it. And we're going to be relatively happy and peaceful as well. I say relatively because we are always going to have those setbacks, those challenges, those difficulties. They are real. If I try to sugarcoat this message and say that if your faith is strong enough, you will never lose your peace. Well, yeah, probably if your faith is super strong, but most of us don't have that kind of faith. So you're going to have those days. And you're going to have those days, even if you have a very strong faith, that you might still feel a lack of peace. But you can be at peace in your mind because you know that God's in charge, that if He's allowing it to happen, there's a good reason. But that does not mean you'll always feel peaceful. I can't lie to you. I don't want to lie to you because that's going to confuse the issue, don't you think? If I told you that if you have a strong enough faith in God that He will provide for all your needs and you will always be at peace no matter what, and then you go through a bad day and you lose that peace, at least inside, that feeling of peace is gone, you're going to say, this Gary, he's not telling the truth. So I want to be real because I have heard people say things that really made me question, because I don't always feel peaceful. That's okay. You can still be at peace and not feel peaceful. You've heard me say that before. It's wisdom from a former spiritual director of mine. You can be at peace and not feel peaceful. God is in charge. God is with us. All things work for the good for those who love God, but that doesn't mean you're always going to feel peaceful. And I find that really comforting. Don't you? Because you can understand that, hey, I'm going to have these feelings. Things will appear hopeless sometimes. They'll feel hopeless. But in my head, I know they're not hopeless. That's what faith is, and that's what we are trying to do in this life, to get through one day at a time. So you always have a place here at my table so we can chat about this every day. And I try to keep it as real as possible. That's what I do. All right. So look, let's look at these Mass readings today, Monday of the 20th week in ordinary time. And I'll let you know how this, where I think the Holy Spirit's taking me with this and how it hit me. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 24, verses 15 through 23. The first line is what I used as the message for my email devotional today, because this just hit me. I thought, this is exactly what's going on right now. This is the words of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes, but do not weep or mourn or shed any tears. Now, what's happening here is Ezekiel's wife is going to die suddenly. But, you know, this just hit me. This line hit me. The Lord speaking to us, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. What happened to us when this coronavirus thing hit? Right? We lost so many of our pleasures. We lost our freedom to do certain things. Now, it may have come back to one extent or another, but it's not what it was. I don't have the freedom to go out with a buddy of mine, shake their hand. I don't have the freedom to hug a friend anymore. I don't have the freedom to come and go without a mask. And I'm not talking government regulations. I'm talking, I don't have the freedom to do this without putting my life at risk. My freedoms aren't what they were. You know, I had a close relative, my Aunt Betsy, died last week. Her funeral was today. And for a number of reasons, Eileen and I weren't able to go. That's killing me. It was coronavirus related. You know, both of us have these infections going on. Well, I have this skin infection and Eileen has a sinus infection going on. And we just didn't really think it was safe or prudent for us to be there. And yeah, it was hard. It was hard. Family parties are non-existent. That was a big part of our life. This is a challenge. This is a challenge for many people. By a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. Now, I didn't go to many sporting events. I don't remember the last time I was in a stadium. I watch sports on TV primarily, but a lot of people are really hurt by this. Dining out at restaurants, not something that we typically do, but be nice to know that we could do it sometime. You know, at least here in New Jersey, indoor dining is not an option right now. And for good reason. Movies. Again, many people go out to the movies, and this is having an impact on them. So, my speaking, I loved the ability to go out around the country, speak about Jesus, and meet people like you who would come to my talks. And would shake hands, would hug, would talk. I miss that. I miss you. I'm so glad we can connect on the radio, but these are changes. These are things that were taken away from me. And the Lord tells Ezekiel, but do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Well, how do I do that? Because I'm sad. And I think, and this is the point, I'm not going to read the rest of the reading. I just wanted to use that line as a springboard. We'll touch on the other readings as well. I didn't plan this out in advance. I just had a general idea what I wanted to discuss. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit deal with the rest of it. But how am I not sad when these things are taken away from me? Well, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You'll hear me quote that often. That's a true statement. Why am I still sad? Well, it's because these pleasures, these things that the Lord has given me, these were good things. These weren't bad things. They've been taken away. And I can't experience family parties. I am restricted. There's things I can't do that I used to really enjoy doing, that the Lord allowed me to do in order for me to experience pleasure. You know, He does like us to have fun. And any pleasure that we experience, no matter how it is, from music or from food or from family life or whatever, that's given to us. It comes to us from the Lord. He operates in the material world as well. Well, if I know that Christ is still the same, and I know He's here with me, and I know that, and right now I'm able to receive Him every day in the Eucharist, why should I ever be sad? Well, it's because there are certain other things in life that when taken away will make me grieve or make me mourn. Doesn't always mean that my priorities are not correct. It could. if I am too material in my pursuits, then yeah, it could be that my priorities are wrong, and when something gets taken away from me, there could be a lesson I'm supposed to learn. We'll hear that in the gospel today. But I think there still is a lesson that we're supposed to learn. And so what I would like to say about that is, okay to be sad. It's okay to be sad with what is going on right now and what you can't do and what's been taken away. Yeah, it's sad because many of us are feeling the isolation, and we're not meant to live in isolation. You know, it's nice that we can have Zoom meetings and do virtual things, but it's sad that we can't come together in person. And when we do, we've got all kinds of restrictions and we can't get near each other. So how do we deal with that? How do we reconcile that sadness with the fact that Jesus is always with us? Well, I think you have to recognize that you're sad first and then move on. You know, I think it's okay to admit that you're sad. And that's what I said in the email today. But then you can't stay there. I don't think it's healthy to stay there. I think it's okay to admit that, yes, this has been taken away from me, but what do I have? What can I do? Well, right now, I got a house full of food. Eileen and I did food shopping today. We were able to buy groceries. We had the money to buy the groceries. The food store was open. There was people working there. These are all things to be thankful for. These are good things. And we were able to go to Mass. And the Lord, we were able to receive Jesus today. And I'm able to pray. And he's with me. And I have a wife. And I have children. You know, so I've got blessings in my life. You start with the sadness. And then you let the Lord, you know, let the Holy Spirit guide your thoughts and help you to realize the blessings you do have and focus on them. And that is the way you're going to maintain your happiness. Does that mean you won't have some degree of sadness every day? No, it doesn't mean that. I would expect you to have some degree of sadness. Yeah, you don't dwell on it, but you also don't want to ignore it because it's reality. And I really believe that we got to keep this real. You know, and in a lot of ways, we have set up false gods for ourselves. We have these idols that we worship. A lot of these things we turn to for comfort cause us to forget about God. And don't think that he's not trying to remind us of that, because he is. But that still doesn't mean you can still be sad. Feelings are feelings. You can't change the way you feel, but you can change, or you can choose, I should say, how to respond to those feelings. So let's look at the responsorial psalm from today's Mass. It comes from Deuteronomy 32, beginning in verse 18. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. And that's part of the problem. We have forgotten God who gave us birth. And that's what happened in the time of the prophet Ezekiel. The people were forgetting about the Lord. Since they have provoked me with their no God and angered me with their vain idols, I will provoke them with a no people. With a foolish nation, I will anger them. I hate to say it, but yeah, we have forgotten about God in a lot of ways. We all, I think, could stand to be a little more mindful of him, what he's done for us, what he's given us. You know, remember, all that pleasure in life, you could get so caught up in the pleasure, you forget all about the giver of all good things, which is God. So any pleasure you get in this life wouldn't come about unless he created you, wouldn't come about unless he created the person who plays the music that you like, or cooks the food that you enjoy, or does the TV show that you watch. Right? If there wasn't for God, none of this would happen. So I think in a time like this, it's really critical that we get back to basics and remember, God, he needs to be the center of our lives. But look at it as a process. First, you have to have the sadness because you realize what's been taken away from you. Then you say, all right, where do I go from here? Well, I need to recognize God. his importance in my life. I need to acknowledge that it was because of him that I had these things in the first place. And now that they've been taken away from me, well, maybe I can spend a little more time working on my relationship with him. Let's look at the gospel, because I think it really fits in nicely. It's the story of the rich young man. It's a popular gospel. Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" And Jesus answered, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." The man asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have observed. What do I still lack?" And Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Now, there is really nothing wrong with having possessions. In and of itself, it's not wrong to have possessions. But there was obviously, see, in this case, this man, Jesus knew that he had an excessive attachment to his possessions. The possessions for him were becoming an idol. Now look, we're all going to have that to some degree. I would say none of us will be free from excessive pursuit of attachments. You know, and we're all on different stages of the journey. But in this case, Jesus knew that this guy was too attached to the possessions. And look what happened. He was right, because when the young man heard this statement, "To sell what you have and give to the poor," he went away sad, for he had many possessions. In other words, he no longer cared about gaining eternal life, which is why we're all here. We're all looking, or we should be looking, to make it to heaven and not just grab as much pleasure as we can in this world. At this point, when he got to the point where it involved parting with some of his possessions, the young man walked away. He no longer cared about pursuing eternal life. That's a huge problem. And we should ask ourselves, what is that thing in my life that is maybe standing in the way of my growing closer to Jesus and pursuing eternal life? What is my thing? You know, it might be a comfort zone thing. It might be possessions, excessive attachment to possessions. It might be excessive attachment to control. Maybe I don't want to give him control of my life. As we go through this pandemic, it's pretty apparent that we are not in control. And many of us are struggling with that. You know, worriers tend to like to be in control. I know that. I live it. I mean, I know what that's like. So I think today what I would recommend is that you focus on the Lord. You know, give him your attention. Go to Jesus. Have this dialogue with him. Sit quietly. You know, you make that time. Go outside. Go somewhere where it's peaceful. And say, "Lord, if I wish to make it to heaven, if I wish to get closer to you, what do I still lack?" And you know, for each one of us is going to be different. After reading this today, I was doing some work on a project that I've been asked to work on, and some things came to me, things which I really didn't want to hear. You know, it's funny. It's funny, isn't it? We go to the Lord and we say, "Well, tell us what we need to do." And then he tells us and we say, "Oh, not that," because that one thing that you don't want to give up or that you don't want to pursue, that's generally the thing that you're clinging to or you need to work on. For me, fasting is always a difficult one. I have trouble fasting from food. I have trouble fasting from things. And fasting in general is not easy for me. So some of this was coming to me from a number of different sources today. And I thought, oh, gee, I really don't want to deal with this. But that's a good thing, isn't it? The good thing about Jesus is he finds a way to get the truth to us, to let us know what we really need to hear. So just spend a little time with him today and say, Lord, what do I still lack? And give him a little time to answer. Maybe do some reading or something. Maybe reread these readings and ask him what you still lack. Because we all lack something. None of us have it all together when it comes to our spiritual life. What do I still lack? And if you're struggling to find peace today, try to figure out why. I mean, I know we've been deprived of certain things, but what in particular really upsets you? Is it the fact that you can't go to the movies? Is it the fact that you can't go to a baseball game? Is it the fact that you can't go to a restaurant? Is it the fact that you're afraid and you feel that you're not in control anymore? And maybe bring that to prayer and see how that can lead you closer to Jesus. And then recognize the blessings that he has given you and be thankful for them and try to appreciate them. And then every day, if you do that, here's what I don't have, but now let me look at what I do have. So, Lord, teach me from what you've taken away from me to better appreciate what's really important. And again, we're all going to be different, but we can all learn something from what we are going through right now. Even if the lesson we learn is that our lives are really fragile and we're not in control, that's a great lesson to learn. Hey, listen, if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me, too. And I plan to get back to be back with you here again tomorrow, and I really hope you will be able to join me on Following the Truth. Until we meet again, remember, you've been given many things. Try not to dwell on what you don't have and focus on what you do have. One of the best things we all have right now is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Talk to you next time.